The Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, will host a national exhibition from March 15 to 29 at the Jamaica Conference Center. Stay with us to hear more. You're on the Arts Page. Every year, the JCDC hosts a visual arts competition, giving creative geniuses across Jamaica the opportunity to display their talents while vying for various prizes. Experts in the visual arts field are asked to judge the pieces, after which works are selected to be featured in the national exhibition. The national exhibition will run from March 15 to 29 from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily, and admission is free. As part of the package, the JCDC will be having several events running concurrently with the exhibition. Among the activities are panel discussions, live art making, and live performances.
We also have what we call Make It and Share It, or live handmade gift drive. We're trying to bring back the art of making things by hand, and these items we will be donating to the Child Development Agency to distribute in children's homes. So we'll have all the materials there. You can come in and paint a mural, you can come in and make a drawing, and we'll also have a lot of fun activities and giveaways and prizes.
Visual Arts Development Specialist, JCDC, Sana Rose Savage. The 15th of March, dubbed Launch Day, will see the hosting of a brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will also be a special panel discussion on that day on the issue of bridging the gap between artist and audience. Wednesday, March 18 will be School's Art Day Out. Mrs. Rose Savage tells us more.
It's a special day for schools. There's a fee attached to that day. It's $1,500 per art teacher and $500 for art students, and that includes lunch and full access to all the activities on that day. And we'll also have some guest artists that will be conducting an artist talk. We have some special artists from the Jamaica Design Association and the Jamaica Animation Network. So we'll have those artists there to discuss how one can become a graphic designer, illustrator, and animator. And we'll also be having a special two-hour seminar with our teachers. To cap off the day, in fine style, we're having this one-day competition, which we call Art Olympics, which is just an artistic take on Olympics, which is just a series of art-inspired activities that four schools will participate in to vie for $100,000 for their art department.
The exhibition will culminate Sunday, March 29 with an awards ceremony where winners will be presented with their prizes. The day will also feature fun art-making activities. Another aspect of the national exhibition will be the Studio Notes seminar and workshops. The sessions are geared towards the professional development of artists. Mrs. Savage tells us more.
We have a training program which we call Studio Notes. The seminar will take place on Friday, March 20th from 10 to 3:30 p.m. It's $2,000 per person, and we have some really great speakers. And then we have a three-day workshop, our Studio Notes workshop. We'll be doing a three-day intensive portrait drawing and painting, and that's $3,500 per person, and it includes some materials and lunch, and it will be done by master artist Mortimer McPherson.
Visual Arts Development Specialist, JCDC, Sana Rose Savage. Topics to be covered in the seminar include intellectual property, online and email marketing, and self-branding. The Jamaica Development Commission will be entering into partnership with the Jamaica Conference Center, managed by the Urban Development Commission, to launch a gallery program. So in addition to the national exhibition this year, the JCDC will be launching the gallery program featuring the works of three artists. The exhibition will also feature the JCDC 2013 Studio Art Prize winner, Kesta Bailey. So save the date and support the JCDC National Exhibition, March 15 to 29 at the Jamaica Conference Center. Until next week, I'm Casita Irving. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.